broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for September 3rd in 2015, the year of our Lord, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast that takes off the gloves, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. You know, I don't just fall in line with every notion out there. We got to study history. We got to pray to God. We got to study scripture. We got to learn the supreme law of the land. We got to understand what the founders understood. And we got to live lives to the best of our ability to receive God's guidance. Then we got to bust out and protect liberty. It's a hard road to hoe. Takes a lot of work. A lot of folks don't have the stomach for it. But we got to do it, folks. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. So here's the problem, Kurt. And we talked about this last hour. I don't mean to just attack Trump. I know people believe it's our only hope, that old Donald. I think we've lost our marbles when we seek for solutions that aren't there. When we, on a hope, throw all common sense aside. When we, on a hope, have false hope because we haven't done our due diligence and our homework. Donald Trump hasn't laid out any of his plans on any topic at all, really. And the mainstream press hasn't gone after him for fundamental details of his campaign. He talks big and he's laid out the immigration scenario. But he's laid it out enough to make people go, yeah. He's got some fundamental points that are correct, no doubt. We don't have a nation unless we're a nation with the rule of law. In other words, a nation without laws is not a nation. A nation without borders is not a nation. Those facts are real, Kurt. But how we're going to accomplish that task, there's no fundamental details that really stand scrutiny. Okay, I'm going to build a wall. I'm going to send everybody back. Okay, how are you going to get that all done? And it seems fascinating to me when he wants to penalize Mexico, acting like the United States is good. It's just that evil Mexico has kind of done wrong to America, and what we need to do is just be hostile to Mexico, and then we can fix it. When just 50 short years ago, Operation Wetback was a program put in place by the United States in the Eisenhower administration back in the 50s as a post-war labor cooperation agreement between the United States and Mexico, because the Mexicans said, we don't want all of our citizens going north. And the Mexican government demanded that the United States help them stop illegal immigration. Now we seem to think somehow Mexico is the problem, the United States is the answer. But as Kurt wisely pointed out last hour, it's elitists who want this slave labor. It's elitists who want to destroy the borders. It's elitists who want to create a war on everything. And the war's always fought and always funded to the umpth degree, but there's never any real solutions. And the longer we fight the war, the worse it gets on any front. Whether it be the war on women, whether it be the war on drugs, whether it be the war on whatever, illegal immigration, whatever the case is, whatever the government is warring against seems to somehow get worse and worse and worse and worse. As if when you really study it, the goal isn't to get rid of it at all. It's to promote drug use, promote hostility between men and women, promote illegality, promote, and the government finds itself doing everything that it's supposedly standing against. How does this happen, you ask? Well, we can talk about that till the cows come home in terms of that they want a global governance. But the reality is we're not going to stop any of these things until we deal with the financial issues, Kurt. That's at the heart of it all. As long as black ops in government can print plenty of money, and you and I are forced to accept that money, and foreign nations are really on that money like crack cocaine, Mexico's on that big old stipend of money too. And so the question becomes, what changed the Mexican government from begging America not to allow their citizens to flee north for better wages, in other words, decimate their workforce, back in the 50s, what changed from Operation Wetback times when the Mexican government asked us not to allow this to now? And the only answer is the crack cocaine of filthy lucre in foreign aid. Now the Mexican government's saying, I guess we'll let our people go. We don't really need, you know, wages as long as you send back plenty of money from your country to ours. And as long as you send us stipends. So you got two illegal money funding scenarios. One of them is, hey, Mexican comes north, gets a job, and sends money south back to his family. Money flees the United States and ends up in Mexico. The second way is, hey, we give all kinds of foreign aid to fight the war on drugs, to fight this, to fight that, to fight everything. And so the Mexican government's saying, well, we tried to get you to stop taking all of our workforce, but you won't. And so as long as you give us plenty of money, we'll allow it to continue. Now, Kurt, just so I understand, with that scenario going on, how is the Donald going to solve this? He's going to decrease the amount of money that we're going to give Mexico. And we're going to take that money now, and we're going to build a wall, right?
I think that's what he said.
Okay, but why don't we just resurrect Operation Wetback, because it actually worked. Mm-hmm. And had the cooperation of the Mexican government, Kurt.
Well, he may not even know about Operation.
Well, if he doesn't know about it, then he ought to not be president of the United States, because he's too ignorant to even study history.
Well, he ought to surround himself with guys like you. You know,
hey, man, he doesn't need to be like guys like me. I'm just an ignorant Joe Blow out here that can hardly read. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what I'm telling you is, how are we going to really resolve problems if we don't study history? And so the answer, Kurt, is to reduce the money. To reduce the fake money supply, thus restricting government's hands for mischief. Until you do that, we're not going to get anywhere. Because I'm convinced the whole reason the Mexican government changed their tune, if they've even changed their tune, on Operation Wetback is because they're like, well, we don't really care how we get the money. As long as we get the money, I guess it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what are you going to do? How are you going to change it? Let's say you're president tomorrow, Kurt. If you're president tomorrow, can you stop the funding that Congress has granted to foreign countries? Can you just say, poof, no more funding there as president?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, although you've got all those executive orders that they do. So,
yeah, but do we want to use executive orders?
Well, not really, but, you know.
No.
Do you think?
But in this case, it's like, hey, the ox is in the mire. You got to do it. It's an emergency situation.
No, but I mean, do you think he would use it?
I have no idea. He's not told us. That's my whole point. We have no idea what he'll really do.
Well, and even if he tells us, do you trust him?
Well, not from his track record, no. His track record says he'll say and do whatever he's got to say and do to further his agenda, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
That's why I'm having such a problem with Trump here.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm having such a problem with these proposals.
Yes.
So the way you stop the war on drugs first, Kurt, is you defund it. And you say, okay, we've got a drug problem in America. Why do we have a drug problem? First off, too much money's flowing everywhere. So you restrict the amount of money and you say, you know what? We're going to institute gold and silver coinage, the real constitutional currency of a moral, honest society. And we're going to eventually let good money chase out bad money. Who's the only person to promote an idea like that in modern history, Kurt?
Ron Paul?
That's right. That's exactly right. Okay, so you know what? We can be down on Rand and we can say he won't make it. We can say Rand's not Ron, and that's all true. However, they're the only family that has enough, quote, political clout to even put these issues on the table, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else even is willing to put these issues on the table and talk about them. See, I don't think a wall is necessary. What would it take for the Mexican government? We don't even know if they're willing or wanting to send their people north of the border. We know in the 50s they didn't want to. We know that for a fact. The historical Operation Wetback program is in response to their demanding that it stop. We don't know where they stand now, do we? I don't know where they stand on it.
I don't. Yeah.
I don't think most Americans do. Because how are you going to know? Now, if we could have an open, transparent dialogue, if the Donald wants to buy a big enough news apparatus to circumvent the mainstream press, and then he wants to hold open dialogue with this,
By the way, do you know where that term, the Donald, came from?
No, uh-uh.
They say it was from Donald's first wife that called him that, and then kind of stuck.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's
like
good.
Like a news story or whatever. She said the Donald this. I guess she's not from America, so it was her.
She's not from America?
You know, instead of saying
where's she from?
Donald, you know, she called him the Donald. I can't remember some European country.
All right. Anyway, so I don't mean to talk about this forever, but I think it's really important to understand. Even in his immigration plan, we're talking about the Donald here, people believe he's told you exactly what he'll do and how to do it. I don't even think he's come close.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Kurt, you could put a wall at the border, and you can build a big old expensive fence that then fence jumpers can hop, coyotes can circumvent, and the United States government with their drug-running cartels can manipulate. I think if we put a fence in place but let the fiat money run rampant, let black ops and government run amok, let the drug cartels continue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think that this idea of the Donald's to kick everybody out, send them back, and put a wall is going to do any good at all. So here's the question for you. How do we reject criminals from coming into America? How do we reward those who want to come for the right reasons? How do we slow immigration down to a trickle that would make sense, that we could literally assimilate? And how would we vet those who we want to come to find out if they'd really jettison their country, their allegiance, and become true Americans? And I have a few ideas. One is you've got to get rid of this bogus money supply, Kurt, that just puts acts as sugar daddy for all the wrong things. And so the next thing you've got to do, Kurt, is the Donald talking about getting rid of all the socialism programs. I submit to you that getting something for nothing is one of the biggest reasons we attract the wrong kind of people in droves to the freest country in the world. It's that they get free government school. They get free English lessons. They get free babies. In other words, babies can be born and all the medical expenses and everything else free. They get food stamps. They get this. They get that. They get basically everything. Has Donald talked one bit about getting rid of the socialist incentives? And if you made one move and you got rid of all the socialist handouts to illegals, bar none, what do you think that would do to the immigration flow single-handedly, Kurt, if you got rid of all the socialist incentives?
Well, I mean, at least if I were doing it, I'd make sure and be fair and do it with everyone.
But now you've just changed the whole discussion, though.
Yes, I know.
And I'm not against that. I'm just making a point, though. What would happen if you got rid of all those incentives?
You would say, in order to not be called a racist, we wanted to make this equal for everyone.
Okay.
And not hand out any of these.
I agree, but now we're not even on the discussion anymore.
People, well, I know. But, I mean, it's real close to the same discussion.
I don't think so.
It's why, well, then you have people who in America would be more willing to work because, you know, they tell us that we would have not enough people, right? To work these jobs because we'd send these people back. Well,
I'm not talking about
sending
them
a lot more. Well, I know, but that's part of the whole.
I'm talking about if you were to get rid of the socialism incentives for illegals.
Yeah.
What would it do to the flow of immigration?
And leave the socialism plans in place for the others, right?
Well, we're not really talking about that. We're just talking about getting rid of it for illegals.
Yeah. Yeah. Understand.
What would it do?
Well, I think it would change the picture quite a bit.
It would decrease the flow of the wrong kind of people that want something for nothing. They don't really care about the American dream, don't really care about hard work, don't really care about eventually becoming American and believing in our principles of the proper rule of limited government or anything. It would decrease the flow of the wrong people coming for the wrong reasons.
But I believe that you could, you know, I mean, the Donald or anybody else could kind of tie it together with the idea that says, you know, because there's those who say, well, if we don't have those people here, then we won't have enough workers. Well, then if you not only shut those programs down that shouldn't be there in the first place, down for illegal immigrants, do that the same way for the American citizens, then they would be much more willing to work and like Trump says, make America great again.
Now, I don't disagree with your point one bit. I think you're 100% on target. I'm just making the point that you change the dynamic significantly, and you eventually leave the discussion, and now we're talking about should we have socialism in America? And, of course, you and I would vote no. Okay, but if we're talking about illegal immigration discussion.
If we're going to talk about doing something that is a long shot anyway, we might as well take a bigger shot. Just try to fix the whole thing at the same time.
Okay.
Because at least you deal with the whole issue that people say, well, if we do that, we won't have enough people picking our, you
good
know,
point. While we're at it, then we got to just shut down all government schools, Kurt. You know.
Well, hey, I mean, there's a buddy of mine, and I use that term loosely, that says that, hey, you know, we got to put in real good watering systems and check it all out so that we can make sure that everybody pays their fair share. We wouldn't want anybody, you know, getting to use more water than others because, you know, everybody should pay their fair amount based on their usage. And I ask him, well, does that mean you're willing to do that with the golf course and willing to do that with, I didn't ask him this part yet, but do that with the school system, but they typically don't want to go there. In those
You're right
areas.
About that. You know, so don't get me wrong. I'm not differing with you on your point at all, Kurt. I think you're absolutely right. But what I'm trying to say is, would you rather see a huge wall or would you rather see us get rid of the socialism incentives?
Both, probably. Okay. Simply because I'd like to see the, you know, I'm just talking about when I say a wall, you know, I think, you know, it's like a fence or a door, you know, like anybody's going to not be secure in their area if they don't even have doors or windows up. You know, it's silly for us to think that in an area, whether it's the Mexicans trying to get across, you know, the rapists or whatever, like Ann Coulter calls them, or, you know, all the other folks that have got to get, you know, the ISIS type guys who got to get an idea that says, hey, man, it's really easy to get in America. Just head to Mexico and they come across. I mean, it's just
now, what do you think would work better, Operation Wetback in cooperation with the American government or a wall built as we sanction the Mexican government, Kurt?
You could probably do some kind of a mixture of both, I suppose.
And you probably could. The question is, how well did Operation Wetback work, Kurt?
Well, it all depends on how you define well. I mean, when you looked at the time, apparently it was a cooperative agreement between the two governments. And, you know, it apparently, you know, so Mexico didn't have to put soldiers into World War II or whatever, but they did provide labor, you know.
Yeah, but the primary focus of Operation Wetback was in 54 after the war was already over. This was like post-war time stuff. Yeah.
Well, okay, but, at least what I read there.
Well, there was a predecessor program that was in the 20s and 30s and went through the war. And then after the war, they put Operation Wetback in place. Mm-hmm. But to make a long story short, though, you're right. We got to get the cooperation of the Mexican government if we really want to be successful. I would concur. And I guess the best question is, how
or
do we
just,
then.
You know, or just what do you call it? Just call it the new state, you know, Mexico or whatever, you know, add it to America.
Just okay, there's a lot of options on the table. I agree with that. Yeah. But how do we get America or the Mexican cooperation, do you think? Is it possible to get the Mexican government to cooperate with us?
It seems like the first thing you do is quit handing people that don't work with you very well, quit handing them money.
Okay, good. So first off, we decrease the money. I agree. That's kind of what I said first. We've got to decrease the money supply. We got to decrease this false money running around everywhere, this fake money. Secondly, we got to get rid of the socialism and give people, you know what? At least not give them the wrong reasons to come, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what could we do next? Do you think that would make one of the biggest differences, Kurt? Any idea?
Did you already say returned honest money?
Yeah,
you
know, was that was number right? one. Okay. And I said that right. Rand Paul was the only one talking about that. And so believe it or not, he'd be doing more for immigration with that one move than the Donalds talked about altogether.
Good point.
All right, let's talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to drill into this thing. Let's just take off the gloves and have critical thinking skills. Get your cap on. We're going to get it done. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about Donald Trump's immigration program, and I think he's got a lot of cool things to say, and I agree with a lot of it, but I don't think he's fleshed out his reality at all, and I don't think he's focusing on the ways that'll get it done the most. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, number one, you've got to get rid of this socialism in America, especially for illegals. I mean, I think it should be for everybody, like Kurt says, but I'm just saying, you can't give people the wrong incentives to come. And I don't care if you build a wall, black ops will circumvent that wall. And the only way to reduce the coming is two ways that I know of. One, you have got to get rid of the socialism to reduce the reasons that people come for the wrong reasons. Now, secondly, right now we got a war on Joe Arpaio, the only constitutional sheriff in my mind. He's not always constitutional, but who's willing to really take a look at, hey, if you're here illegally, we're not going to make your life pleasant. We're just not. Don't come here illegally anymore. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and just attack Joe at every turn. Now, the Trump, if he really wanted to, he would say, I'm going to make Joe Arpaio my immigration czar. I don't like the term czars in the first place, but, you know, let's just use the kind of the status quo today. Okay, why don't we have Joe Arpaio really lay out how we could get this done? He's had more experience with it than anybody in America. All right, Trevor Crosby, Utah, wants to chime in. Hi, Trevor.
Hey, want to tell you, believe in what you're doing, Sam. I appreciate it. On what you're talking about, I think if they changed a couple things like the tax system to a consumption tax, the people that are coming across the, you know, coming across as, maybe they're getting a passport for a little bit to go on a vacation to America and they end up staying. Well, that's fine. You know what I mean? But if they break a law like hurting someone or killing someone, then they're going to be dealt with like anybody else. But the problem is our tax system. That's the bottom line. Till that gets fixed, then it doesn't matter what you talk about. Immigration, your mom, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to change until the taxes have changed. Until then, we're all going to be slaves to a belligerent government. And anybody that wants to run for president that doesn't want to completely change the tax system away from an individual attack on the person, they are not a friend of mine. They don't believe in anything. You know what I mean? The people are getting taxed and attacked, and it's not good. They need to have a consumption tax. Till that gets done, I don't care if you build a wall. I don't care if you scream and shout on the TV. You're just a bunch of bull. And the bottom line is we need some real people, but they're not going to get elected, because if a real person got elected, they'd probably get shot and killed like JFK. Okay, it's the bottom line. Nowadays, you know, Sam, you know, you and me probably need to run for president or something like that, but we can't go to Washington. We got to stay where our friends are. We got to stay surrounded by the people who will protect us, because I guarantee you that they're going to be taking shots at anybody that's going to stand up for the Lord. The Lord is who we need. We need somebody who will do and say what the Lord would do and say. That's what we need in America until we get that. And there are people out there that are doing the best that they can, and God bless them, every single one of them.
Man, I couldn't agree with Trevor more, Kurt. What do you say?
Well, you know, and he brings up a great point about the whole tax system. You know, I mean, it's
no question.
Basically, you really couldn't institute a worse system than what we've got, I believe. And yet there's so many good solutions. For example, the, you know, the one that our buddy Charles Collins brought out, you know, years ago, where you simply would have a transaction tax on every transaction. It would be, you know, I think he said 1% the first year. That would eliminate completely the federal debt. And then you drop it down to 0.25% or somewhere in that range. You know, you hear Rand Paul talking about the fair and flat tax, something like that. You know, so there is at least some talk. I haven't heard Donald talk anything about that, though.
Well, looks like Trump will sign loyalty pledge, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right. According to latest reports, it looks like, you know, that's supposed to happen today. I guess the pledge that he's supposed to be signing says something like this. This is according to Politico's folks. He says, I, and then he fills in, this is for each of the guys to do, but he's one of them, the main one they're doing this for. So he's supposed to fill in, Donald Trump, affirm that if I do not win the 2016 Republican nomination for president of the United States, I will endorse the 2016 Republican presidential nominee regardless of who it is. I further pledge that I will not seek to run as an independent or write-in candidate, nor will I seek or accept the nomination for president of any other party, end quote. At least the word from the insiders of his, not his word, but from insiders say that Rince Priebus, going to meet with him and get him to sign that. And I guess one of the things that Trump likes about it is that he thinks he could very well be the nominee, and he hopes the other candidates would have to support him as well.
All right, before we let Trevor go, what do you say? Are you for the Trumpster, and do you think this was a big mistake or a good thing? All right, I guess we lost
Trevor.
Maybe
he's gone. Maybe he's not there. But
all right, so
anyway,
what do you think, Kurt? You think this is a good thing? I think it's a death nail for Trump. He's lost his only real, in my opinion, leverage point.
Well, at least the leverage point he could continue to keep is that if he does, you know, if he does get the treatment I think he's going to get, he could always say, look, you know, they broke their word for me, to me. They didn't, you know, continue to treat me fairly. And this is why I'm not keeping my word to them, you know. Anyway, so I think he's got that there. And,
no, sure,
and,
he does.
You know, so. But on the other hand, he looks at it and says, well, what about all those other guys that could, you know, even a Rand Paul, could be co-opted to run as another, on another party, at least if he keeps all of them, you know, supporting him, maybe that's, you know, plus for him.
I don't know if the Border Patrol should deal with this, Kurt, or not, but there's five Chinese ships.
Yeah, good point.
Tell everybody about this, because how's the Donald going to deal with those, Kurt?
Now, they say these five Chinese ships are operating in the Bering Sea off Alaska. Apparently, according to the Pentagon, it's an area where they haven't been working before. The Chinese are flexing their muscle, I think, you know, just a little bit more and more.
So five ships right off the coast of Alaska there. Eventually, I'm sure there's going to be a push for that. Russia's been making moves in that regard. China now making moves in that regard. It's not looking good, folks. But again, every time they have this, quote, war on terror, war on drugs, you know, every time we have these battles with these countries, you know, it's only going to get worse, folks. As we continue to meddle in the affairs of other nations, they're going to start to meddle in our affairs. I can tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. All right, Kurt wants to talk about women.
Well, what do you mean, Sam?
Well, the headline says this: why it's so hard for women in religious communities to find men to marry. Can't find a guy to marry? Question.
Well, it was an interesting story, at least from the Deseret News or somewhere in the Utah they went through and they actually found that, you know, in the Mormon religion, for example, there's about 150 Mormon women for every 100 Mormon men in the state of Utah. So that makes it a little tough, to find mates, if you will. I guess they say that's more and more nationally in college campuses. They got about 57% female to 43% male. It's just kind of the way that works. But I was surprised to see that, according to this story, there was 150 Mormon women for every 100 Mormon men in the state of Utah.
Now they say because there's so many options. They say because there's so many options, Kurt, that men are just, you know, holding out for the perfect woman, for the perfect mate. And my response is, good luck with that plan.
Yeah.
They don't make them. I mean, he doesn't make them perfect.
Your perfect mate is someone who you can live with and, get to work and, get married and find a good woman and support her and take care of her, and you'll have a great life.
I don't know about how to find the perfect mate, Kurt, but I do know that what you should work on, I've only been married 23 years, and I don't know much about it, but I will tell you this. Instead of working on finding the perfect mate, maybe you ought to work on trying to become the perfect mate or spouse, and just, work on yourself. And, you know, one of the ways to really enjoy someone's company is to ignore or minimize their faults and promote their strong points. And it's all how you look at is the cup half full or what, you know?
Amen.
I know that sounds simplistic, but I think that's one of the grand keys to being happy.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, that darn cat, Herbie the Love Bug, and other films had a star. The star was Dean Jones, well-known, a legend. Sad news, huh, Kurt?
Yep, I guess he passed on. They say it was, Parkinson's disease. He died at 84. I enjoyed those movies quite a bit. Shaggy D.A., Million Dollar Duck, Love Bug, etc. You know, when you look at those kind of movies and you compare them to the, I guess you could say hits of today, we've sure changed a lot the way we lived. A little more about his life, by the way. He was married to his first wife for, I guess, something like 15 years, something like that. But he did stay married to his second wife for 42 years, by the way.
Wow. Let me just stop you there for a second, Kurt.
Yeah, go ahead.
And kind of point out something important before you get into the details of his life. Part of the reason we bring this story up is he passed away. It's newsworthy. But we want to speak about a better time in the media when there was better movies and better content out there as well.
That's right.
But we also want, in my opinion, to look at this guy's life, in my opinion, of, I think, really how all of our lives go. This guy had a real awakening about what was important through his life. And he had a real track record of change for the better, Kurt. It's an inspiring story, really.
Yes, it is, and I think that's one reason you won't hear too much talk about it.
Good point.
You hear about Rock Hudson because they say, oh yeah, he was homosexual, but you won't hear that about this guy.
And now this guy started out as a big Hollywood party animal, Kurt.
Yeah,
but he came to his senses and he changed.
Yeah, he changed into what they call a devout, born again Christian. He even, one of his big last events or pushes, series, whatever, was a Bible or biblical series called Abraham. God Provides, they called it. Bottom line, a Navy veteran, had 3 children, 8 grandchildren, 3 great grandchildren. A lot of good programs, good shows from the...
Yeah, and I'm not going to fault him for his wild days or anything else. What I'm going to say is that we ought to celebrate and really focus on... Just imagine if the mainstream press had the guts to do this, Kurt. Focus on the fact that, you know what, everybody can change. Everybody can improve their lives and turn to God and eventually have an awakening of what's important. You know, God, family, those kind of things. And it's really, in my opinion, I'm not saying the guy was the perfect role model in his younger days, but what I am saying is this idea that you can change, that you can turn to God, that, you know, Glenn Beck's story is a lot like this. This guy's story is like this. And I think they're great example stories of hope for people, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And I'm not telling you the guy was perfect. I know somebody could, I'm sure, dig in his past and find something out. Did you know this guy this? And I'm not interested in that. What I'm telling you is this general idea of changing your life and eventually having your life comply with godly or biblical principles, God family idea, you know, things that matter, focusing on things that are of greater value than money and women and drugs and whatever, and deciding that there are greater things in life. That that general idea of one's life progression is critical, I think, for all of us to understand and embrace and celebrate. And that's one of the, in my opinion, success stories in America, Kurt. People can change. People can progress. People can make a difference. I mean, even Miley Cyrus might someday turn into a Mother Teresa, Kurt.
Good point. Yeah.
Now, I know that sounds like it's impossible. But as they say, with God, all things are possible. In other words, you know what? I'm not going to second guess someone. I'm going to talk about principles. Speaking of that, I guess Taylor Swift made a documentary. Is that what they call it, Kurt?
I guess so. I wasn't aware of this, but...
it's actually not a documentary. I guess it's a love story, Kurt.
Yeah, it's some kind of a movie or whatever. They call it the African video. They called it... I guess they've had like 15 million views since it was released on Monday. They call it Wildest Dreams. And they say it's the... you know, filmed in Africa with a lot of cool lions, waterfalls, stunning sunsets, etc. But got some real controversy, Sam, because they say, well, it's not politically correct. You know, I mean, it's a little too racist. You got black Africans in the video in the background shots, but not, you know, in the front and stuff. Now, the author or the artist, the guy who really did it, said, well, we'd be historically inaccurate if we loaded the crew with more black actors, as the video would have been accused of rewriting history. So, you know, you gotta throw the race card in here. The guy did say there's no political agenda in the video. Our only goal was to tell a tragic love story in classic Hollywood iconography. Anyway, that's what he said. But one guy, you know, on the other side says, we're shocked to think that in 2015, Taylor Swift, her record label, and her video production group would think it was okay, and I would say politically correct, but to film a video that presents a glamorous version of the white colonial fantasy of Africa.
What do you think,
was
Kurt?
Was it the truth, or was it the truth? You know, was it that way? I think
I don't think that was the intent at all, Kurt.
No, they wanted to make a movie.
Well, and they wanted to promote some positive elements in the movie, and they wanted to try to heal people. And I'm not going to criticize Taylor or crew for this at all.
And to make it historically accurate. You know, I mean, imagine...
Well, see, unless you have the narrative that all Africans are black and they're all basically downtrodden, and then you don't have a story, Kurt.
I know, at least a politically correct story for today.
Right? Exactly right. Never mind that white genocide is just out of control in Africa.
Yeah, good point.
Now, you can't really tell a love story these days either, Kurt, unless it like has like sex and pregnancy and abortion and perversion, you know.
Yeah, good point.
And so no wonder Taylor Swift's under abuse on this. Now, I haven't even watched it. I don't know how good it is. All I'm telling you is that I don't like the narrative that if she just ran against a buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. All right, I guess there's a hacker in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, there's a hacker that says that he's got all of Hillary's stuff, and he's willing to sell it for, what did he say, $500,000?
Half a mil, yeah. That's pretty cheap, Kurt.
Got all her emails and everything, and you know what? I mean, hey, I think he'll probably find a buyer, don't you think, Sam? Like,
I'm sure so.
The Chinese, the Russians.
Well, Hillary will probably buy it, Kurt, just to get it off the market.
I think this guy could probably sell it to a number of places. Hillary's got a few billion to run, so. But, I mean, you know, I'd say you could do like a six-pack of these, you know what I mean? And sell them for, you know, get a six-pack for $1 million.
Hillary might buy it just to get it off the market, though, Kurt. But I don't understand why the guy only wants a half mil, though. I mean, come on.
I know.
What's he thinking?
Amen. You know, anyway, they say private, all these entire unreleased group of these private emails for only 500 grand. You know, hacker.
All right. I don't want to end on this story, but we might have to here. I guess a teen murdered a little girl. Before he did, Kurt, what happened?
Girl, let's see. I'm trying to remember that one. I wish I remember.
I guess he raped her before he murdered her.
Kurt. Oh,
we got this big story on this here.
Yeah, Yeah. You know, and of course, in these whole things, you know, when you look what's really behind the real problem so many times is moms and dads out of the picture, you know, government schools without God, you know, and then we're surprised when this kind of havoc, you know, goes on in society, right?
Well, especially in Utah, I guess this happened. Teamed accused of murdering neighbor, now charged with raping her. And anyway, he got sentenced in court and all this stuff. It's a horrible tragedy. But, man, there's plenty of women to go around, Kurt. If this guy would just toe the line and be a decent dude, he might actually find one, you know?
Good point.
The problem is, in our society, we reward all the wrong things.
Yep, yep.
And the answer, in my opinion, might be to use the Ten Commandments as kind of a guideline for people's...
Imagine you know, that. Yeah.
Education on how to behave and how to act and everything. And I know it doesn't say thou shalt not rape and kill. Well, it does say kill. And it does say thou shalt not commit adultery, which really usually can be backed into don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, don't do anything like unto it, don't lust after women or, you know, whatever. And
good point.
But we don't talk about that. We just wonder why this guy ran off the rails, Kurt.
Yes.
And I would submit to you the biggest reason why is, hey, you got to have families that stay together and pray together. You got to have the Ten Commandments as the ultimate guide for people. Now, Ann Coulter says she's obsessed with Donald Trump, Kurt.
Well, yeah, she's liking what he says about the whole border stuff. And, you know, she's hanging out with the Donald at least you know, a little while back. I don't know how much she's doing it now, but she likes the limelight, and so does Donald.
My response is, isn't she married, Kurt?
I don't know.
Ann Coulter?
You know, I'm not aware of that.
I'm kind of thinking she might not be too, she might, you know, shy away from being too obsessed with the Donald. Because I know Donald's married, Kurt.
Yeah, he's on his third wife or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Kind of a Newt Gingrich type.
All right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Coulter. Obsessed with Donald Trump. I'm trying to bring common sense to this. Most people seem obsessed with Donald Trump. And I'm afraid it might not be good for America. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. We the people can restore America, ladies and gentlemen. But you got to first educate yourself in proper principles and then roll forward with faith and turn your faith into reality with action. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.